I think I'll end with this poem called Perla at the Mexican Border Assembly Line of Dolls. And once in a while, I'd read the tribe poets, what I call the social political poem, and this is about the maquiladoras on the border. And this quite unique figure of Perla, who's one of the workers at this sweatshops where they make dolls. Perla at the Mexican Border Assembly Line of Dolls. Her job was to sort through the eyes of dolls. Snapping hollow limbs into plastic torsos had been a soothing task for Perla, like arranging the peas back into the pod or picking up spilled grains of salt one by one. Since she was born without a womb and her ears closed up before because no infant's shrill had kept them open, Perla's fingers had developed sensitivities to dolls. She exchanged her gentle touch for their rigidity, which stiffened her bones to the wrists. At rest, her hands shut down like clamps. But she could not refuse this trade. Sometimes she became too easily attached to the hands, whose curvatures embraced the crooked joint of her index finger. She'd go home with her pocket full of arms too often and would bury them in her garden in pairs, a right arm with a right, a left one with a left, the fingers always pointing down like roots. After seasons, the only growth was the ache inside her bones. While her arms kept shrinking, narrowing like stalks, Perla asked to be moved to heads. Here she was appalled by how strands of hair are jabbed in with pink hooks, how noses and ears are pinched out, and with what brute force the mouth hole is ice-picked through. And for years she had equipped these dolls with arms too short to massage themselves. Sometimes she had sent them off without arms at all. And she imagined the limbs in her garden digging deeper into earth like split worms madly searching to comfort their severed halves. So Perla requested the task of sorting eyes, eyes that sink into her thumbs the way rosary beads cave in fingerprints. Yet here she doesn't count or pray. She only teaches how to dull the pain. Her gift, with a squeeze of her rigid fingers, is the luster of the callous tips, their stoic gaze. The dolls give up the sensibility in eyes that do not blink. The eyes freeze over like the surfaces of lakes, while Perla's fingers feel again, though everything she touches slices clean into her most afflicting nerves. With the pupil locked in place, as if in ice, each eye stares up accusingly at Perla as she's about to push it into place, attack, threatening to thrust back the fury of its nail.